Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Graphene Manufacturing Group, also known as GMG, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GMG. I'm chatting with founder and CEO, Craig Nickel. Now, Craig, following up on news that came out yesterday, July 14th, GMG announced in-house battery pilot plant investment. So essentially, the company is starting to invest in manufacturing tools that can build in-house the companies, or at least initially prototypes for the coin cell batteries here. Now, it's something we've been talking a lot about. GMG is working in conjunction with the University of Queensland to build out these graphene aluminum ion batteries. So far, the testing has shown that these batteries exceed what lithium aluminum ion batteries can do. So, Craig, tell us this strategy. What is it all about building this pilot plant? How is this going to help the company?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Corey. We're very excited about this step for the company. So we already have two factories, our graphene plant and then our liquids graphene plant. So this is an additional pilot plant that we'll have. We'll take the graphene straight out of the reactor, put it straight into our own coin cells, and then eventually, very shortly after that, our own pouch packs, test them in-house. We have a bunch of different other companies that will, and institutes will test them as well. But this will we really think this will accelerate our commercial production plant and then provide more testing products for our potential customers as well. So we're very, very excited about it. It really does give us that vertical integration, which I think a lot of people would love to have in this industry. And given that we're only adding our graphene to aluminium, and then that's basically the battery. What we then have is, a huge ability to run various different types of tests and see what works best. This, of course, is in conjunction with our work with University of Queensland, who are still ongoing doing more work, making more coin cells for us. And so this is just in conjunction with their work as well.
So that was a question that I was going to have too, is that your company is working with the University of Queensland to develop these type of batteries. How does it tie into the production plant then? Does the advancements with University of Queensland, can that be used in this pilot plant?
Yeah, totally. So we can interchange products and parts from the different two plants. We're only about 20 minutes apart from each other by road. So we can, do some work in some parts of the plant and then do some other work in other part of the plant. We obviously will make and test in different plants. And they will be doing a lot of R&D to progress the electrolyte further and also the surface perforation of our graphene. So there will be, multiple streams progressing. But this pilot plant for us is also really getting our whole company up to speed on every single step that we need to make with our own battery. It's a very simple battery. It's using existing lithium ion battery technology. And that's really enabling us to manufacture these, with equipment that's already existing quite fast. And then that'll then get us a really good understanding of what the customer wants as well. In the end of the day, we're listening to what the customer wants. And if they want a certain type of battery with a certain type of style, we will then orientate our plant and battery towards that as well, which is what we'll get through this. So it increases cycle time, but in conjunction with the excellent work that University of Queensland's doing, it will just add on to that as well.
So this really seems like the company now moving almost fast-tracking towards commercialization of these batteries. What does that process look like? You're right now just announcing that you're starting to acquire equipment. What's the process? What's the time frame to actually getting some initial batteries out the door?
Yeah, so we're still holding to the commercial prototype being finalized by the end of this year for the coin cell. The commercial prototype for a pouch pack by the end of 2022, so end of next year. But in the meantime, of course, we'll be sending them to customers and saying, can you please test this or not? We'll test it ourselves. And then once we're very clear on the type of prototype, the type of product we want to make, it's how much energy we want to put into each coin cell. That's the first thing. We have a plethora of options, but the fast charging and the recyclability. And yeah, we're already out to about 10 years in terms of length of use for the coin cell, means that you have a real wide range of applications. So we're looking at which applications will want to use our batteries first. And then we'll pick a few development partners. I think that's the next thing. We'll hopefully come back to you guys with some announcements around that. And that'll then show the market that, we're really being taken very seriously by a number of very big companies and small and medium-sized companies who want batteries that can be very progressive and next generation compared to their lithium batteries that they currently use. So, yeah, coin cell prototypes by the end of this year, finalized. Where we get to in terms of when we start commercial production, that'll be a mixture of commercial conversations with customers, our production scale-up progress, and of course, our product definition and whether we're clear that that is what we want to do. If we can obviously accelerate the production, commercial production, we will obviously do that. And then the pouch pack is the next phase. So, and then once we start getting that in front of customers, getting them to test it, that'll then start to understand when that commercial production plant for the pouch pack will come online as well. So it's very exciting. Lots of people very interested, lots of activity, lots of different applications. It's a pleasure to be in this space because there's many things that we can do to maximize the success for this company. And that's what we plan to do. And I think that's what we will do. We'll continue to do.
So, Craig, what's the potential variation here of what the company could produce in terms of batteries just in the coin cell prototypes? Those are going to be the first ones out the door. But you even said in the news release, the company has received a large number of inquiries about the promising battery technology. So what's the variation here that investors could see?
Well, you could see various different types of coin cells that we might release over time, because we can put various different amounts of graphene, which then increase the amount of energy that you could put in a coin cell or in the battery. You could also see all different types of adaptations in the battery as well, which would enable it to work better with different technologies that they go into. You've got everything from hearing aids, Internet of Things sensors, which there'll be billions of sensors that will need small little rechargeable batteries that will last for very long periods of time. And we've got a lot of IoT companies coming out saying, when can we have your batteries? Then you've got into personal appliances. And then you've got a large number of companies that have small pouch packs that we could actually even supply them coin cells in exchange for, because it's creeping up into that space of high energy, really fast charging. So your coin cell offering there is its existing market, but what we're seeing is that there are new applications coming online with IoT sensors that need a lot of millions and millions of these small fast charging deep energy cycle batteries, and our battery is basically perfect for that type of application. And it's a burgeoning market, and it's obviously a huge market that people see eventually for that too. So those are the types of things that we're talking to people about. But obviously up front, you've got many applications who already use these small coin cell batteries, your 2032s and such things, that we can already look to supply to already.
So, Craig, any insights on how much it's going to cost to build out this pilot plant?
Yeah, so the order of magnitude for the pilot plant is really not an enormous amount. The amount for the commercial production plant, we're still working that through. That will then provide us with once we've worked out exactly how many we want to make, how many millions we want to make a year, and the size of it will then be able to be clearer. And then we'll start to be able to tell people publicly what that could look like. But it's not out of the question that we'd be able to fund it with not too much money. So there's a number of ways that we're working through that. Government conversations about potential government grants and many other things that are out there. So what the way we're working through now is working out exactly, you know, what type of batteries we need to make, how many we need to make, and then saying, well, okay, where should that be based initially, and then trying to then locate and finalize that into a really complete package. Then the pouch pack factory or production site will be an order of magnitude probably 10 times bigger, because that will have to be at a much bigger scale than the coin cell factory. And that is going to be a much bigger site, much bigger capital budget. But we believe once we've delivered the coin cell factory that you'll then be able to see a large amount of professional delivery that we can then be expected to push through the pouch pack factory. And then once we've done that, we think we can then go on to a much larger plant. Yesterday's announcement around the pilot plants, it's really the first step. We're very excited about it and really gives us a lot greater access to production progress as well as customer feedback as well.
Yeah, very interesting, Craig. All this move towards some sort of commercial production, right? And not just in the coin cell, also in the pouch packs. And as you mentioned, bringing on development partners, right? That's also going to fast track this. Wrap us up then just with general overview of news that people can expect, investors can expect out of the company, out of both the battery side, because the battery side really has driven this stock much higher, and any other aspects of the company, please.
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, we'd hopefully be able to come to the market shortly with some news around our TXR energy savings that we've seen through a third-party review of our work on air conditioning energy savings. So that's one product that we've got some great data on, and we hopefully able to come out shortly with that news, that third-party verified savings. Then, I think shortly after that, we'd probably be able to talk a bit about our graphene lubricant additive concentrate and the performance we believe we can add there in terms of our performance measurements for external third parties again. And, you know, hopefully we come with some good revenue story as well, which we're obviously working on pretty hard to be able to show how this will in the end make a very profitable company. Of course, the batteries space will continue to bring, as we get it, more performance data. We're currently at about 3,000 cycles, very high amperage rate already with our coin cells. So we look to continue to test in all these different ways. And when we have more data, we'll definitely bring that to market. And then, as we do lock in development partners, I think that's something we'd also dearly love to come and talk to people about as well.
All right. Well, Craig, I appreciate the update. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of GMG. So if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. We'll also follow up with Craig on the back of some more news, any developments in any aspect of this company. Craig, I appreciate the update. Thank you. We'll touch base again on the back of some more news.
Excellent. Thanks, Corey.